Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas that's found in soil and rocks. Outside, the gas just disperses into the atmosphere. But inside a building, it's a different story. The gas can get into basements through cracks in the foundation, plumbing openings, concrete, and then it gets trapped, and that can pose a major health risk. Since January is Radon Action Month, we thought that's a good time to talk about radon, how to test for it, what to do if it's in your house. For that, we welcome Angela Parsons, the Environmental Health Education Coordinator for Washtenaw County. Angela, just what are the health risks of having radon in the home?
Well, the main concern with radon is through its inhalation, so in breathing it in. Unfortunately, over time, breathing in this radioactive material can lead to the development of lung cancer. And radon is associated with about 21,000 cases of lung cancer in the United States each year.
Angela, do we have any idea how much radon you would need to be exposed to and over how long a period before you really are courting that risk of lung cancer?
The Environmental Protection Agency, they establish their risk estimates based on a lifetime of exposure. So again, this is a long-term concern and a long-term risk. It's not like other gases like carbon monoxide where we can go to sleep at night and not wake up in the morning. It's something where over a long period of time, essentially a lifetime, it can increase your individual risk of lung cancer. And since it is a controllable risk factor, it's something that we can take action on and do something about. So that's why we're encouraging folks to do that.
And that action would include testing, right?
Correct. Yes. Unfortunately, because you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, we have no idea if it's in our homes or in other buildings. So the only way to know if it's there is to do a test. There are really simple and inexpensive do-it-yourself tests that you can get from your local health department or from hardware or home improvement stores. And essentially what it is a little envelope or a little disc that you hang up in the lowest level of your home. And then after a few days, you take it down, drop it in the mail, and it goes to a laboratory, and they analyze it and send you the results.
So when we get the results back, at what point is it time to take action? What's the state action level for radon? And, you know, where do we go from an acceptable level to you need to take action?
Right. First off, there's no quote-unquote safe level of radon. Because it is a radioactive material, there's no level at which we say you're completely 100% safe. But the EPA has established an action level of 4.0 picocuries per liter of air. And essentially, that's a unit of measurement for radiation. That's not to say where if we have 4.1, oh my goodness, get the kids and the dog and get the heck out of the house. We got to abandon this property. We're not saying that, and we're not saying if you have 3.9, oh, whew, we never have to worry about radon again. That number is set as a guideline where we want folks to be reminded to take action.
All right, so I do the test. I get it back. I understand that, yes, I have radon in the house, and let's just say it's at that 4.0 picocuries per liter of air. So then what?
What we recommend folks do is to first do a confirmatory test, and then to mitigate the problem, we recommend having a professional company come in and install a radon mitigation system. And the type of system that's typically installed in Michigan is called a sub-slab depressurization system. And that's a fancy word for essentially installing a system of plastic white PVC piping attached to a fan. So typically what they do is come in and in the basement or lowest level of the house, they use an existing opening in the foundation, like if you have a sump pump in your basement, or if there's not an opening, they drill a hole through the concrete floor and then insert that plastic pipe into that hole and then route it out the side of the house. And then put an elbow in it and run it up along the side of the house so that it exhausts above the roof. And then they attach the fan onto the pipe on the outside of the house. And that fan is tied into the electrical system and it just runs continuously. And what that does is it kind of creates a suction to draw that soil gas that's rich with radon into that pipe and then shoots it out into the air above the home.
And gets it out of your basement.
Correct.
What does a system like that cost? Just ballpark.
Typically in Michigan, it's probably around $1,000 to have a system like that installed.
What if someone just does not have that $1,000? Is there anything they can do to kind of reduce the risk of radon exposure?
In some cases, caulking or sealing the basement and foundation, if there are really apparent cracks, or putting an airtight lid on that sump pump opening, sometimes that can help a little bit. Unfortunately, it's not as effective as installing a professionally installed radon mitigation system. Also, in some areas, I encourage folks to check with their county or local programs to see if there might be assistance available. For example, with a weatherization program, there are sometimes assistance available that could help with radon mitigation.
And Angela, is radon more likely to be found in some areas of Michigan than others?
Yes, it is. There are three different zones designated by the EPA. There's zone one, which is the most at risk, zone two, moderate risk, and then zone three, which is a little bit lower risk. And if you're looking at Michigan, the bottom swath of it is essentially a zone one area. For example, where I work in Washtenaw County, we're considered zone one. And that means that we have a higher likelihood of having homes with radon. And in Washtenaw, for example, about 40% of homes are estimated to have levels above that 4.0 threshold. So that's pretty significant.
And then does zone two and then three, is that as you go north?
Right. So in the middle of the state, there's a swath of zone one counties, and then that kind of goes up into the UP. And then as you get more into the western UP, it's closer to zone two. And so it's kind of a mix throughout Michigan. However, the one thing that I want to say is just because you live in a zone one county does not automatically mean that you're destined to have high levels of radon. Similarly, if you are looking at buying a home or living in a zone three county, that doesn't mean that, oh, we don't have to worry about radon at all. It's not here.
Okay. Final quick question. How about renters? Who's responsible for the testing and mitigation?
With radon, it's always a tricky, touchy subject. Of course, landlords are supposed to provide safe sanitary conditions for their tenants. However, with radon, there aren't very many regulations or ordinances when it comes to radon as far as testing or mitigation. A lot of it is municipality dependent, and not many municipalities require testing or require mitigation. The one that I know of, for example, in my area is the city of Ann Arbor requires it, but no other local municipalities require it in Washtenaw County. And so I always encourage folks, if they're concerned about their residence where they're renting, they could do a test and then have a conversation with your landlord. Perhaps they aren't even aware of radon. Talk to the landlord, see if they're aware of it, see if they might be willing to take action. And then sometimes, you know, I'm always willing to have a conversation with those landlords as well, or the property managers, and just explain to them the risks and the benefits to them of ensuring that they're providing a safe and healthy environment for their tenants.
Angela Parsons, the Environmental Health Education Coordinator for Washtenaw County. Angela, thanks so much.
Thank you.